بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The hadith that we read with regard to when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that hasten and do good deeds because fitnas will come like the darkness of the night, and the darkness of the night increases all the time. Zulumatun ba'duha fawqa ba'd, darkness upon darkness. And the more the fitness will be, then a person to make amal will become difficult. So it is, don't waste time, don't wait for better days. Start immediately. Don't wait till we get an opportunity. Don't wait till we grow older. Start immediately, whatever age a person is. In fact, even a little child who's not baligh also should already start. Everyone should start immediately and do good deeds. Because such fitness will come that a person will wake up in the morning and as a mu'min, and by the evening he'll have lost his iman, he will pass his night as a non-believer. Or in the night he will be a believer, by the morning he will be a non-believer, he will have lost his iman. And Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said he will sell his deen just by the petty, for the petty things of this dunya. Just for his nafs and lust, just for some money, etc., a person will sell his deen. And this we see vividly, it is happening. So a person must not wait, he must start immediately and do good deeds. The commentary further on this hadith, in this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has encouraged us to hasten in doing good deeds before the arrival of such a time when it will be difficult to do so. And in many other hadith also, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that what are you waiting for, old age, and then you're going to do good deeds. And old age comes with all its baggage. When you can't even now, your wudu is not staying. To make wudu becomes a problem. Where you become dependent on other people. In old age, when your memory doesn't support you, you lose the track of everything. How are you going to make ibadat? Are you waiting for that? Or are you waiting for the time when you lose all your money? And then how are you going to spend in the path of Allah Ta'ala? Various things Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, that for what are you waiting? Start immediately. And many times a young person also, a young man of 32, goes and take a shower, and because of this load shedding, whatever effect there was in the water, electrical current, and now he becomes like a cabbage at the young age of 32. So what are we waiting for? Are we waiting for such a time, and then we want to start making ibadat of Allah, and we want to prepare for akhirat? Young people, what illnesses and difficulties they are going through. So a person should not waste any time whatsoever. He should start immediately. And when a person starts with good deed, it helps him and wards away all illnesses also. Financial problems also. How many people now in old age giving divorce after being married for 50 years? Now all that, what comes with all this baggage, the hardship between that, and are we going to make ibadat at that time when that conditions come upon us? So a person should not wait at all. The imagery of a dark night perfectly describes the escalating intensity of tribulations that will appear towards the end of time. As we are heading towards the end of time, we see all the difficult conditions. One fitna is not finished and another 10 come. Those 10 hardly have taken their course, and another 100 come. All the time there are fitnas, all the time. And what terrible fitnas in our schools or in our little children, all being bombarded with all this fitnas of homosexuality, lesbianism, or which we could not imagine. Small children are bombarded with that. With all the evil beliefs of Darwin's theory of evolution, the Big Bang theory, etc. So are we waiting still for more fitnas? And when Dajjal will come, when it is said that a man will have to fasten his woman folk with iron chains to keep them away, when now we cannot keep away from the sports, we cannot keep away from their fashion and brand names, what will be our condition when Dajjal comes? Forgetting our woman, we ourselves will run behind Dajjal and we will follow him. So are we waiting for that time and then we're going to make ibadat? According to the ulama, the iman of people close to Qiyamah will deteriorate to such an extent that they will be prepared to sell their iman for meager and paltry gains of this world. And we see it happening already openly in front of our eyes. Big people, just for the benefit of some dunya's thing, though we might think of it big amounts of money, but it is absolutely nothing whatsoever. And they are selling their iman and giving such fatwas also and such rulings which are completely against iman and Islam, against the Quran and against deen. One should seek protection of Allah Ta'ala from such tribulation. And according to Imam Qurtubi rahmatullah alayh, adhere firmly to the faith. This is a time that we should stick to our faith very, very strongly. A Turkish alim says that don't look at our iman through the eyes of dunya and the people of dunya. That is, we want to satisfy people of dunya, we want to go according to the times, and according to that, we want to adjust our iman and Islam. But look at the world through the eyes of iman and Islam. That is what we must have, and then sort out our things of this dunya according to iman and Islam. And not look at iman and Islam through the eyes of dunya, that we must first satisfy our dunya, make the people happy, and then we find loopholes and we find in our thinking some reasoning why we can act and behave in a certain way. Now we must keep firm to Islam, and we look at dunya with the eyes of Islam and with the eyes of iman. May Allah tabaraka ta'ala guide us in these trying times. For us, our women folk, our children, they are very trying times. And the solution is to start with the ibadat of Allah. And the ibadat of Allah, everyone knows. Our namazes, those who are not performing must perform. Those who are performing, we must perform them properly. With takbir-e-ula, we must try our best that not one namaz I'm late. For every namaz, for our job, we see we do it on time. For various things of dunya, we are very particular. We have to renew our driver's license, renew other things, we do it on time. We pay our accounts on time. But namaz, we just don't worry. We delay and we carry on delaying. And then the full quantity of namaz, we must make our Isha 17 rakat, Zohar 12 rakat, Asr 8 rakat. All our namazes we must make full. So, and then with the quality of namaz we have to work on. There are a lot of things. We must not think we are all right and the other people need this advice. This advice, we ourselves, we require it. And we have to come right, then the others will follow suit. And if we are to make others right and we don't worry about ourselves, we can forget, nobody will come right. May Allah guide us and give us the best of deen, dunya and akhirah.